At just under $399 million, Skanska beat out Johnson Brothers Corporation by $69 million. Ian Satter with the Florida Department of Transportation says according to the formula used, Skanska is the apparent winner. A three-member FDOT committee will make the final call.
We have an adjusted score where they'll take our review committee's information regarding the design, construction, aesthetic features, et cetera, and that is also put into a formula with the amount of time it will take them to build the bridge, as well as their proposed price to construct it.
The other three bidding firms were above the $500 million mark for the project, which carries a $470 million budget. Skanska received an average of 18 out of a possible 25 points from the five FDOT officials serving as judges. For aesthetics, it got 9.6 points out of a possible 15. Skanska's total score out of 100 points came to 78.6.
They will review the information, and then at that point, they will either confirm the selection of Skanska to be the construction company that will build the Pensacola Bay Bridge, or if they find anything in that information, they will then turn down all of the bids and then the process would start over again.
And Satter says the firm is not a stranger to FDOT or to Northwest Florida.
Skanska has done projects throughout Florida. They are currently working on the Choctahatchee Bay Bridge in Walton County off of U.S. 331. So they have done work here in Florida currently and in the past.
Another Skanska-led project was the Interstate 10 bridges over Escambia Bay, which replaced the spans demolished by Hurricane Ivan in 2004. If the Department of Transportation decides to move forward with Skanska, the other four competing firms will have something of an avenue of appeal.
There's a 72-hour window for the other contractors. If they have any sort of questions, comments, or concerns, there is a time there where they can protest the results, and we will review that information then. That information regarding the designs for the public consumption should be available without any delays, we are hoping, by next Friday.
The Friday timeline in part is to avoid any possible legal action. Another question that's arisen is the relationship between FDOT's District 3 Secretary, Tommy Barfield, and one of the five firms bidding on the bridge project. But Satter says there's nothing to it that he's aware of.
Secretary Barfield has recused himself from the entire process when it comes to the selection and awarding of the project for the Pensacola Bay Bridge. He has had no involvement whatsoever.
A spokeswoman for Skanska's Atlanta office, which would oversee the project, declined a request for an interview at this time, referring all questions to FDOT's Ian Satter, who says they'll have a better idea on the construction schedule after Monday's meeting.
If everything proceeds as scheduled, we're looking to start towards the end of this year to do some groundbreaking, hopefully by the end of 2016, early part of 2017. This is a lot of taxpayer dollars that are going into this project, so we want to make sure we're doing it right.
The committee will meet at 10:30 a.m. at FDOT's Milton Operations Center, located at 6025 Old Baghdad Highway. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.